Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tiche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tiche. And now, play ball. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiche fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Farrell moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Werber reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren is called out on strikes. One out. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling bunts towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive towards short. Cronin catches it and tags out Appling for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet is 0 for 2 in the game. Tichet bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Melillo covering, for the double play. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Tichet fields it and throws to third for the out. Dahlgren moves to second. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Ski Melillo. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 3 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dahlgren scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Almada goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Johnson moves to third. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Haas goes all the way around to score. Bonura moves to third. It's Red Sox, 5, White Sox, 5. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Simmons strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Dahlgren reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt bunts towards first. Dahlgren fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Williams covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Washington pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.